Bye. On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
A KZN court has heard that the family of ANC Youth League Secretary General Sindiso Magaka are still psychologically dealing with his death 8 years later. Sentencing proceedings are underway in the Pietermaritzburg High Court for one of the accused in the murder case. Earlier this month, Sibusiso Cwengwa admitted to shooting the 35-year-old in a politically motivated attack. He also pointed out the late Umzumkulu mayor as being behind the hit. In aggravation of sentence, Magaka's brother Luazi revealed that his mother and his brother's three daughters have suffered the most since his passing.
His mother is 71 years old and has never received counseling since 2017. She is diabetic. She always cries when she hears or watches the news and sees her son on television. I sometimes find it difficult to update her about the case process because she always cries and this disturbs the children she stays with. Sandiso was a well-known person. When his mother sees boys that grow up with him, she remembers her son.
Magaka was shot in July 2017 and died of his injuries weeks later. North Coast Police have launched a murder investigation after municipal officer Nokulunga Mashabane was found dead in her vehicle. The 31-year-old was discovered by police on Friday in the Darnell area during a routine patrol. Officers noticed a white vehicle on the side of the road with its lights on and the front passenger door open. They then found Mashabane in the driver's seat with gunshot wounds. Mashabane served as the inter-departmental relations manager in the Kwadukuza mayor's office for 6 years. Spokesperson Sifiso Zulu.
It is unfortunate that such a gentle person was rewarded with such brutality, with such cruelty, because everybody who came across her would attest to her professional disposition. Somebody who respected everybody she came across. Her passing has sent shockwaves throughout the institution.
And news coming in from Gauteng, former Transnet executives have been granted bail in the Palm Ridge Magistrates Court on charges of fraud and corruption. Former Transnet CEO Brian Molefe and Siyabonga Gama, who are both MK Party MPs, handed themselves over to the police this morning. It's over a multi-million rand locomotive tender deal linked to state capture. They're among ex-bosses charged for a 2015 payment to Trillion Asset Management. Anoj Singh and Thamsa Kajiane, who also appeared alongside them, were granted bail. And abroad, the High Court in London has rejected a legal challenge brought by a Palestinian rights group seeking to block the UK from supplying components for Israeli fighter jets. Israel has used the jets to devastating effect in its bombardment of Gaza. Both sides have been accused of atrocities during a conflict that has killed tens of thousands, the vast majority of them Palestinian civilians. The UK government suspended some export licenses for equipment after concluding there was a risk Israel could be breaching international humanitarian law, but made an exemption for some parts of the stealth jets. Your top story this hour, a KZN court has heard that the family of ANC Youth League Secretary General Sindiso Magaka are still psychologically dealing with his death 8 years later. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhial.